Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is your host Musa Al-Bahadali, and you are now listening to the program Islamic Upbringing. In this program, we discuss problems and questions parents have regarding the Islamic upbringing of their children. As usual, all of the answers provided in this segment are founded in the Holy Quran and in the narrations of the Prophet and of the household of the Prophet, peace be upon him and upon his family, supplemented with scientific data and facts. Joining us in the studio is our guest speaker and Islamic researcher, Sayyid Abdullah Al-Musawi from the Islamic Seminary of Qum. Dear Sayyid, I welcome you and Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and thank you for having me.
Thank you for joining us, dear Sayyid. Today, dear listeners, we'll be talking about mistake number 9 some parents make when raising their children, and that is the parents having different and clashing parenting techniques. Dear Sayyid, what can we do in such a situation, and can we fix it?
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajeem. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad wa ajjil farajah. Now, this is a very common issue that we have today. And that's when we see parents, they themselves, don't have a vision themselves for upbringing their children, or at least agreeing on one method to educate or apply in a place for the behavior and the values for the children.
Right.
So you see, for example, the father, he has something in mind that he wants the child to apply, and the mother says, no, he should do this. And the father says, no, he should do that. Right. Now, obviously, I'm not saying in one specific situation, but in many situations, you see the parents, they do the opposite when it comes to their kids.
Right, because they have different opinions.
Yeah, which actually creates a big confusion in the child's mind. He doesn't know which one is right, which one is wrong.
You're just like the previous mistake we saw about
exactly. Same thing when it comes to having right. that contradiction in values.
Right.
And the reason why this happens, this fight between parents not agreeing on one specific thing, is the fact that with parents, you see that their ideology when it comes to certain things is completely different.
Right.
So sometimes you see some parents taking a hardcore approach to things, and you see mothers taking a lenient
right.
approach.
A soft
or one. Sometimes it could be vice versa. The idea is when you have such a different mentality and different ideology, for sure, the mother and the father, they're going to have a problem. Now, unless the mother and the father can sit down and agree on a way to discuss right. things and figure out things, then they're going to create a very unsafe and very turbulent environment for the child, where he will not feel safe at all.
Right.
Well, he will not have any self-confidence at all. Now, even, for example, the parents, for example, need to agree on the fact that if I say something to my child or to one of the children that you don't find suitable, at least don't say nothing now.
Right, in front of the child.
Later on, tell me, and I can change it myself if I find out that I'm wrong, without having to get the child to feel that there is a problem between me and you.
Right, and with that, let's go ahead and take a break.
This is Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Contact us at EnglishRadio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, dear listeners. You are listening to the program Islamic Upbringing. Today we are discussing the problem of having a different and clashing parenting technique with your partner. Dear Sayyid, please pick up where you left off.
Therefore, you are saying that if this happens, if this different of opinion happens between parents when it comes to upbringing their children, it's going to affect the child greatly. Because then he can't tell which one is right and which one is wrong.
Right.
Who is right? Is it the mom or is it the father? And at the end, ultimately, the child will choose a side,
right,
whether it's his father or his mother. He will take one side.
Right.
And that's a problem in itself.
Of course.
That when a child moves towards only one of the parents. So we don't want that to happen. And also that having that fights between parents, it also affects the child as well. So therefore, we have to, as parents, as mother and father, we need to make sure that we keep our differences and our mental ideology away from the child. And sometimes we live this contradiction and this fight between us. Even though I don't think me and my wife, this doesn't happen to us. But for example, when a father says to a child, okay, it's time to go to sleep, and the mother says, no, give him 5 more minutes, give him an hour, give him half an hour. Well, there you go, that's a clash.
Right.
And the child says, okay, who should I listen to?
There's
the
a
mother
conflict,
and the father.
Yeah.
Then I'm going to choose a side.
Right.
Obviously, this suits me, therefore I'm going to go with my mom.
And just to say, if I may touch upon a point that how this will affect the child when he also is grown up, is whenever he will think of a marriage, this is the image that he has of the family picture. There's no unity, there's no teamwork. And I think naturally he will abstain from such a societal construct of the marriage.
Yeah. So that's the idea. And the biggest mistake that sometimes we make is that when I get into an argument with my wife or we don't agree on something, and especially when it comes with the children, we try to bring each one of us tries to bring the child to his side.
Right.
Try to convince the child, okay, you know what? No, I'm right. The one says, no, your father's always wrong. He says this is not right.
Right.
And especially in matters of divorce, God forbid.
Right.
So we have to understand that these things, you know, won't do the children any good. At least one of the parents needs to understand that this is not correct. If it happens, at least one of the parents need to keep it quiet. You know, if I am the father, for example, or the mother, and I see the father or the mother done a mistake, I should take it upon myself to keep it quiet, you know, let it go.
Critique later.
And then discuss it later.
Right, yeah.
I mean, no one says that parents have to agree on everything.
Right.
No one says that the father is infallible or the mother is infallible. Both male and female, husband and wife, they both make mistakes. Mother and father, they make mistakes.
We're not infallible.
Yeah. So since they make a mistake, well, give it time, you know. At least one of us should be at least aware of it. And if a mistake happens, let's just discuss it like adults.
Yeah, be the wise one.
Yeah. So instead of taking it out on the kids, we just need to be more careful and keep these family problems between us only and not involve the kids.
Right. Let's go ahead and take a quick break.
يا مقضي الخيرات يا مقضي الخيرات
The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam said, Be just between your children when granting things to them, in the same manner that you would like them to be just with you, in obedience and kindness.
يا مقضي الخيرات يا مقضي الخيرات
Welcome back, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. You are listening into the program Islamic Upbringing. Today we are discussing the problem of having a different parenting style and parenting opinion when raising our children. Dear Sayyid, please pick up where you left off.
When parents get in fights and in arguments about raising their children, we said this will have a lot of effects on the child. And all these effects, obviously, they are not seen, but they are felt later on as the child grows older. The children who grow up in an environment where the parents constantly not agreeing on a method or, a way of raising up their kids, you see, for example, it causes them to have or make a lot of bad mistakes. For example, like stealing, right? They start to steal.
How so? Just from seeing the parents argue?
Yeah. So when you see your parents argue and there's nothing, there's no more moral values being held in place, you become unstable. So you become, when you lack that kind of safety and security in the house, so we're just saying some of the things that happen. We're not saying this is what actually happens.
Right.
So it could happen, it could not happen, depending on the child.
So the child cannot differentiate what's right and wrong.
So for example, it causes the child fear. It causes him less self-respect or self-esteem. It will make his studies go a lot less. It makes him depressed. It makes him anxious. It makes him stressed out. And all these things, one leads to another. And each of these things has...
They are part of a chain.
So each one of them has like its own sub-chains.
Right.
So for example, when we say depression, when we say sadness, when we say worry, that has a sub-chain to it.
Right.
When we say
it's a chain
obviously
of events.
Not having, being bad at your school, that will have sub-chains.
Right.
When we say, you have fear, that have sub-chains. So each one will get you to do something. So the problem just keeps going deeper and deeper in the mind of the child.
But you said just a question. You said that a child may also lose some self-esteem or self-respect. How so?
Child, in his nature, he looks up to his parents for role models.
Right.
And he sees his dad in a high regard as he is... he sees his father as Superman, and I don't know if we always used to say this, my dad could do this and my dad could break this. Because when we're young, when we look at our parents, we see them to be something great. I mean, from a child's eye.
Right.
Like even when we were children, I remember there's a river in front of my house when I was a child. It looks like an ocean to me.
Yeah.
It's like
dad's hand.
Yeah, and then I left when I was a kid, about 9 years old. I came back when I was 35 to that place. So I haven't seen that place for many, many years. And I looked at the river, and it looks just a tiny river. And I said, what happened to this river? They said, that's how it was. I'm like, no.
No, maybe it got smaller.
They said to me, no, you were young, and your eyes were young, your brain was young, so you see everything big, which is true. So sometimes what happens as a child, you look at your parents, and you think he's someone that is,
a godlike.
Yeah, a godlike. And so that gives you a bit of strength. That gives you, that your self-esteem goes higher, your your confidence goes higher because you have that parent.
So because the role model you follow, you see them crumble before
and same
you.
Thing with, yeah, exactly. And same thing with the mother. You see her of being a giant in the love she gives and the emotion, the support that she gives you.
Right.
But when you see them killing each other and you're afraid that something is wrong is going in between.
Right.
One saying yes, one saying no, and they're having this argument. They both fall they collapse in your mind.
Right.
And that's a problem. And
then
you,
family
and
is
then
an
you
anchor.
Yourself, when you see your idols are fallen, you have no place
you're back,
to
like
go.
This. Many people say that parents, they're the anchor of the child. They're his support.
Yeah, they are.
He's everything.
Exactly. Without them, when you see them in this state, you feel scared yourself. You don't have, there's nothing left for you.
Right. And with that, we will have to end today's program because we are out of time. I thank the dear Sayyid for his insightful knowledge, and I also thank the dear listeners for tuning in. If our dear listeners have any questions or comments or some feedback, please contact us at our email, englishradio@irib.ir. You can also visit our website, parstoday.com. Alternatively, if you're not such a big fan of these two methods, old-fashioned methods, you can also find us on the various social media sites, such as on Twitter and Instagram, under the call handle of Call of Islam Radio. Thank you for tuning in.
Do you know what Islam says? It says that life life's the greatest test. It says that life's a borrowed space returned upon rest. A way of life, a way of life, a way of life, a way of life. Islam is a way of life, a complete way.